Thank you, Jessica. All right, what I'm going to report on here this afternoon is a study that's part of Seed Your Future. Susan Yoder, in the next presentation, will tell you more about Seed Your Future. Seed Your Future was co-founded by the American Society of Horticultural Science. Mary Meyer was president at the time, and Longwood Gardens. Real quickly, the major goal is to promote horticulture and to increase the number of students in horticulture programs around the country. This Seed Your Future was started to address several issues, and those issues were that horticulture industry, government, and NGOs and academia need well-trained employees. Those of you that work with industry, I'm sure, have heard that many times, the need for employees and companies calling, looking for potential students to hire. When Seed Your Future was started in 2014, it was clear among the department heads that many of us were experiencing declining student numbers in our program. And this was verified by a study that Alyssa Brown and Phil Allen did that showed that a decrease of 43% in horticultural programs from 1997 to 2012 and another 17% decrease from 2012 to 2017. And that leads us to the last point. The identity of horticulture was eroding in many areas. And what we mean by that very specifically is the loss of the word horticulture in the names of departments. As departments get combined, we see plant science or we see some other sort of general terms and the loss of the word horticulture. The other thing I wanted to talk a little bit about is to give you a broader sense of what's going on in academia. This graph here shows the number of high school students. This comes from the Western Interstate Commission for Higher Education. They do this study every 4 years. And as you can see through the, the mid-90s on up through around 2010, we had an increased number of high school graduates in the United States. And then from till now, it's been pretty much flat. And as you can see, we are going to be going through a little bit of an increase here and then a big drop, a fairly big drop. The New England area and the Upper Midwest is already experiencing this drop. The South is still going up, and that's moderating the national influence. But if you look in some of the publications, you will see that schools in the Upper Midwest and in the Northeast, many of them are already struggling to get students. Land grants have been tending to do well, but many other schools are struggling. And so this trend is already happening there, but it will be happening across the country. So the point here is we need more students. At the same time, it's going to get harder to get more students. All right. So we did a survey in 2014 because, of course, one of the goals of Seed Your Future was to try to increase student numbers in horticulture programs, and we needed to know how many there were. We surveyed 152 two-year colleges and 76 four-year universities from December 2013 to February 2014. We had 62 responses from the two-year programs. That was a 41% response rate. 54 from the four-year programs, and that was a 71% response rate. 2018, the similar numbers here. We surveyed more programs. Susan and her folks really scoured and looked for any programs that had horticulture in them. So we have a much bigger number of universities and colleges to survey. We did this survey from July to November 2018. While we got more surveys in actual numbers, the percentage went down for both categories, and that's probably because we had more universities who had minor programs, and so some of the folks in those programs probably just did not respond. We divided things a little bit further in the second year, or the second study, splitting out land grants, which were 38, from 19 other institutions. Four-year colleges, but nevertheless non-land grants. So this is the summary from 2014. The percentages of programs, the first category there is increased greatly. The second one is increased slightly. Increased greatly was 20% or more increase. and then stayed the same, increased slightly or decreased greatly, and again 20% or more of a decrease. And we can see, well, let's just say you're going to see a lot of data here in the next few minutes, and it's going to be a lot of good news, bad news situations. In this case, the bad news tended to be a little bit greater, in that more programs were going down than were staying the same and going up. But the good news was there were some programs that were increasing, and there were some programs that were increasing greatly. And this gave us a lot of hope that we could affect change. What were those schools doing, and can we replicate that across the country? So here's 2018. The studies aren't quite comparable. We did a few things a little bit different besides the number of institutions that we surveyed. You can see the orange there is two-year colleges, the green is other four-year, and the purple is land grants. And this good news, bad news situation is more on the good news side, definitely, that more programs were increasing. About the same, we're staying the same, and fewer were going down. So the tide has definitely turned. Where are those students coming from? Primarily as freshmen. We have a good number of internal and external transfers. If the green there is two-year colleges, the blue is other four-year, and the orange is land-grant universities. And we can see that a lot of students in land-grant universities are internal and external transfers. So internal recruiting is important for us. And external transfers from community college. If you notice on your far right, the big green bar there, community colleges, the other category, that would be high school students taking early college courses. That's become a very big deal in our state and many other states. So that's where they're getting a lot of their students from. Degrees and certificates offered. Okay. Of course, most of the folks here in this room are four-year colleges and probably mostly land grants. So we tend to think bachelor's, bachelor's, bachelor's. But actually, the preponderance of degrees offered around the country really are the associate's degrees, the two-year degrees. Some of those are applied science, and some of those are the science. We've got a handful of arts and liberal arts, and I think maybe the Texas A&M degree is maybe the orange line in there. And then you go on through the bachelor's or certificates, the MD, oops, typo, that should be MS, and PhDs. You know, I've looked at this, I don't know how many times, and I think this is the same slide that I showed. Yeah, okay. There you go. Thank you for rescuing me. Yeah, oh well. The power of having many people look. Graduate students, okay, here we've got the 2014 and 2018 on one graph. The gold there is 2014, and it's all the four-year universities together. And you can see there under the decrease slightly and decrease greatly, we had a good number in those categories. So the graduate student programs were following the undergrad, which was good news, bad news, but more on the bad news side. But if you look at the purple and the green, you can see increasing slightly is doing better. So graduate programs look like they're doing better. And a good number of the programs are staying the same. So your very far right shows those universities that do not have graduate programs. So that rounds out the numbers there. And the red, I think we see in this case more programs staying the same or doing better in terms of student numbers. All right. Yeah, little small print there, kind of getting to your slide, which is how not to do. But you can see all the various topics and subjects that are considered part of horticulture. That's been one of the fun things about this study, is the broad diversity of topics that we consider hort. I highlighted in red the top three. And you can see it fits in the major categories that we tend to think about horticulture, the edibles, the ornamentals, and the greenhouse, which cuts across. I find that particularly important because I taught greenhouse management for close to 30 years, and I just think it's the most important subject out there. So I'm really glad to see that it popped up actually at the top, and I did not pay anybody to do that. Okay, so status of departments across the country. This was, we asked questions very different, so it was hard to categorize and compare very easily with the 2018 study. Actually, what I'm going to do is direct your attention to the bottom of the slide there. In 2014, 5% of two-year programs were going to be combined, and 19% of four-year programs were going to be combined, and that was mostly land grants that were responding. Now, if we go to the graph, there's a lot of categories there. The first one is remaining a separate department. The second one is combined more than 5 years. Third one is combined less than 5 years. The fourth one has never been a separate department. And then we get to all of the maybe, possibly, or definitely combined. And the good news there is if we look at the orange there, the land grant, that appears to be, what, about 5%. So we've gone from 19% of programs that might be, maybe, possibly, definitely, all the words there combined down to from 19 to about 5. The two-year programs, it's gone a little bit the other direction. So, all right, there we go. So, as I mentioned, this is part of Seed Your Future, and what are we doing with the information that we've learned? We hosted an enrollment summit, a very successful enrollment summit at Longwood Gardens. Of course, it's hard not to host a successful program at Longwood Gardens, but nevertheless, it really was. A lot of wonderful, wonderful ideas, and the third bullet point there, Susan's working on putting together the action plan on what we're going to do to implement what we learned at the program. We've also been increasing the resources available on Seed Your Future's website for programs, and there's a number of them listed there, where to study online, scholarships, internships, horticulture camps, near and dear to my heart, more videos, and of course, continue the middle school Bloom campaign, which hopefully will feed the students ultimately that will go to horticulture programs. So, do I have time for one question? And by the way, this photo is from one of our first horticulture camps at North Carolina State University. I just so totally awed you all with the data that you don't know what to ask. Thank you for saving me.
John, did I interpret that correctly that in land grant colleges, only 5% of departments are a horticulture department? Is that what that said?
No, they were going to be possibly, maybe, or definitely combined in the future. Let me back. Ooh, I went the wrong way.
The left side there.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. They have remained separate departments. Now, some of those departments already have horticulture in with other topics. So, like Ohio State has horticulture and crop science. So, when you start adding those up, those are the ones who've been combined more than 5 years. So they're maintaining, that's the next set of bar over. So those programs still have horticulture in, but some of them have other subjects in. Thank you. Good question.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.